From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Egyptian media say at least 305 worshippers at a northern Sinai mosque were killed when Islamic militants sprayed them with gunfire. More from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Frightened residents fled the center of the town of Bir al-Abed after Islamic militants fired on people both inside and outside the Rauda Mosque. Scores of bodies were strewn across the mosque's carpeted floor. A man claiming to have been inside the mosque during the attack told Arab media that militants in four-wheel drive vehicles opened fire inside the house of worship following an explosion. Eyewitnesses also say the militants fired on ambulances as emergency personnel tried to evacuate the wounded to hospitals in nearby Arish. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Here in the United States, U.S. President Donald Trump reacted to the violence, calling it a cowardly terrorist attack on innocent worshipers. A suicide bomber struck a paramilitary convoy in southwestern Pakistan Saturday, killing at least five people, wounding around 20 others. That bomb went off on a busy road in Quetta, a capital of violence in the province, causing mostly civilian casualties. One deputy inspector general said that investigators retrieved body parts of the bomber and were trying to determine his identity. The Pakistani Taliban instantly took credit for the attack, claiming it killed several security personnel. The anti-state militant group often issues inflated casualty tolls. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump has told Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan the U.S. will no longer supply weapons to Kurdish YPG fighters in Syria. Ankara considers the YPG a terrorist organization. The U.S. sees the Syrian Kurds as the best fighting force combating the Islamic State. Three flights carrying humanitarian aid and aid workers have arrived in Sana'a, Yemen's capital. The aid is the first allowed in the country in nearly 3 weeks, following a blockade imposed by the Saudi-led coalition, which had closed air, land, and sea access to Yemen in response to a missile attack by Iran-backed Houthi rebels near the Saudi capital of Riyadh. Zimbabwe's first new leader in nearly four decades has been sworn in. President Emmerson Mnangagwa takes power in a nation left deeply scarred by 37 years of rule by Robert Mugabe, who resigned Tuesday under intense pressure from the military and the ruling party. The Zimbabwe High Court ruled that the military takeover that led to Mugabe's resignation was legal, a key decision. The military had insisted that its moves did not result in a coup. Mnangagwa took office with the promise to be president for all Zimbabweans.
I'm not oblivious to the many Zimbabweans from across the political, ethnic, and racial divide who have helped make this day and thus have legitimate expectations from the office now I occupy.
And he will serve out the remainder of Mugabe's term, which is slated to end in mid-2018 when the new president has promised a democratic election. Four UN peacekeepers and a Malian soldier were killed, 21 others injured in two attacks on peacekeepers in Mali. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres strongly condemned the outrageous attacks and warned that targeting UN peacekeepers may constitute war crimes and lead to sanctions. London police found no casualties Friday, investigating reports of shots fired at a busy subway station. Police initially responded as if the incident were terror-related, but later they said they have not located any trace of suspects, evidence of shots fired, or casualties. Armed and unarmed officers were on the scene, working along with colleagues from British Transport Police, which said a woman sustained a minor injury while leaving the area. Videos posted on social media showed a rush of people leaving the area around the Oxford Circus tube station. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.